Welcome to This Bitch of an Earth, a positivity podcast out of spite. I'm your host, Deanna Manassian, and I'm here with my guest, Julia Ford.
Hey!
What's up?
Nothing much. Oh my god, I'm so scared. I'm so nervous.
I know. First episode, heebie-jeebies. So, This Bitch of an Earth, the podcast format is a little bit different from what you're used to here on thelifecast.net, the Lifecast Network, you know? Usually we pick the topic as the host, but with this podcast, I'm going to let my guest pick the topic. Cause you know, things are not great right now, especially if you live, you know, anywhere on earth.
Yeah.
So we're just got to remember the good things and like things that bring us a good amount of joy.
Yeah.
So what are we talking about this week, Julia?
This week, we are talking about bullet journaling.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Something we both are interested in.
Yes.
Do for a while.
A coincidence, yeah.
A coincidence that one of the people who talked me into doing a bullet journal is now talking with me about bullet journaling.
That was pure coincidence, I promise. I didn't make her do this topic. Guys, but it's just like you didn't have one until last night.
Guys, I'm in Bill Ricka. I promise. I don't know exactly where, but I know I haven't moved that far. Please.
But yeah, it didn't help that like we were hanging out last night, the night before we were recording this, and you were like, I don't have a topic. I guess I'll talk about bullet journaling. and I was like, all right, sure. So, okay.
This is the only thing where I know enough about to, like, answer questions about it, I think, at this point.
Okay.
Because y'all can't see it because I didn't bring all of it. But right now I have, like, 20 pens, and this is, like, not my full collection. Because I have, like, a full box that's full of stickers and like, note tabby things and paper clips of different shapes. Currently I am using golden bow-shaped ones to differentiate which month. And I have, like, 18 different rulers.
The one thing I don't have for bullet journaling, I think, is, like, fun paper clips.
They're so fun. I love a good paper clip.
Because, like, I don't want
to I feel so boring saying that, but I go to, like, like Blick or, like, Michael's Craft Store, and I'll check out the clearance section. I'll get, like, those 18 in a pack things. Paper clips.
There's a Michael's near my work, and I think I'm gonna take a trip down there tomorrow. There's also a Target near my work now. So yeah, take me into bullet journaling.
Okay.
Take our listeners into bullet journaling. If it's something you're not familiar with, it is an analog note-taking system for the digital age, which is how the creator of the bullet journal, Ryder Carroll, describes it. So there's a very specific way that he has, it's supposed to be like quick notes. So there's a specific way to follow that system. And it's, you have an index of, like, all of your pages in your journal. You have a future log, which covers several months to a year. Maybe more if you're feeling fancy. You have your monthly logs, which are, like, your big, like, look at the month, appointments and stuff. And then you have, like, daily or weekly logs, which is however often you need to update and, like, make to-do lists for yourself. A lot of people take it further. Like, if you look at Bullet Journal on Instagram, some people are intimidating with, like, how artsy their bullet journals are. So take us into your bullet journal, Julia.
I pared that down very low in the course of my bullet journal because I love stickers. So I bought my bullet journal, and I bought, like, 8 packs of stickers. And I have, like, Animal Crossing ones and Steve Irwin ones, and I have, like, 500 different tapes at this point. And I started making an index, and I stopped making an index because I didn't think I would keep up with it. And I ripped pages out, and I moved things around. Like, daily trackers, those stress me out. Weekly trackers, even, I go strictly with monthly because monthly works for me. And looking at it at a glance and having a monthly and having everything labeled and having a to-do list is how I work. A lot of people do, like, mood trackers, or, like, habit trackers. And habit trackers, I like the habit ones better. I still don't do them very often. I've done them, like, every other month, probably since February. Mm-hmm. Because it just makes me feel bad because it's like 8 rows of empty and 1 row like, yeah, you did drink a bottle of seltzer that day. Good job.
Yeah.
Mood trackers, though, it's like sometimes it gets a little too real. And sometimes you remember why you do bullet journaling and you have to stop. and you have to stop doing that. Every month I plan out a budget. I make a budget page. And it's my big, beautiful, shining moment of every single month. And I put like one sticker on it because I have self-control. And I write down, even though it does not matter because I can see it in my bank statement, mm-hmm. having it written down in my journal
like all
brings
your
it home to me.
It like all your bills and stuff?
I write down what I'm paying every month. I write down what treats I gave myself that month. I write down, what else? I write down how much is in my savings, how much is in my checking, how much my paycheck was for that week, if I got any external paychecks, if I did any babysitting.
Yeah, and that hustle gig economy.
Yeah. Is that everything. Hustle gig. I'm on that grind. If you guys need my goods and services, you can contact La Tiria's Restaurante or Balloon City. I can come pop balloons for you.
Wake up, Busters. Let's get this bread.
Wake up, Busters. LGBT. Let's get this bread.
I also had a budget tracker for a while, but I'd just, like, write out my bills, and I'd be like, okay, I'm just gonna go through my debit card statement, because I don't pay for anything with cash. And I was like, yeah, I just stopped that at some point, because I was like, I am paying for too much, I don't want to look at it, and I need to not do that.
I have to keep track of how many things I'm buying for myself, so I don't treat myself too often, because I did watch that one episode of Parks and Rec. Well, I did watch the, like, 6 episodes I did. A treat yourself day, and
treat yourself 2011.
So like my treat myself for last month, like my, in June it was my birthday, so I treated myself a lot. So I had to cross some things off that list, and they moved down. So like I pre-ordered Pokemon Go Eevee. We went to a really cool video game arcade. I spent like $80.
Oh my god!
And I bought round one. My phone case was $30. Did I have to spend that? No. Am I bougie? Yeah. Like,
did you just get a new phone and have to protect it?
Yeah. Yes. Did I spend $1 on a glass screen protector and $30 on a case that was just pretty? Yeah.
Hey, you gotta have the good things.
The best part about bullet journaling is you make, like, 5 really pretty pages in a row, and you make word spreads, and you glue in concert tickets about when you went to see Jimmy Buffett because he is a god, and don't you
has a resting heart rate of like 54 because he's the most chilled out man on earth.
I wish I was him. I wish I was Jimmy Buffett so bad. Like, do I want to be Jimmy Buffett? Do I want to be Macklemore? Do I want to be Taylor Swift? I want to be all of them.
I want to be Macklemore because I think he did die for the gays.
I want to be Macklemore because he did die for the gays. And he gets to hang out with Mary Lambert, and she's really cool.
He also gets to hang out with Kesha.
True. Oh, they're such good friends.
Yeah.
But if you mess up a page, like, really bad and it looks really ugly, you can just tape a piece of paper over it and cover it with a Michelle Obama quote because she always makes you feel better. We love Michelle Obama. I love Michelle Obama.
We stan.
We love her and her arms. I put all my classes. I have every due date for every project and quiz.
Okay.
I have what we went over that week. I have lists of comfort items for if I have to, like, zone myself back down from, like TMI, but if I'm, like, having an anxious day, if I'm having, like, a sad day and I have to, like, go out and, like, motivate myself to do something, like, I can flip to this page and be like, Julia, reminder that Celeste is a video game that makes you really happy. Maybe give that a try. Maybe put on some Gorillaz music. Maybe Google who Patrick Gill is because you love him. Hi, Patrick Gill, if you're listening at Pizza Suplex, love your work. Or go read a Harry Potter book, and it kind of grounds you. Knowing what grounds you is such a big helper, and that's what bullet journaling is, I think, for everyone.
Yeah.
Plus, Halloween stickers for the month of October. Who can resist? Who can resist?
If you resist, yeah. I don't know. Do you even like Halloween? Do you even stand second Pride Month?
Ooh, shit. For context, my budget for October is boo-jit. like a ghost.
Oh my god. So I have one of my old bullet journals out. And I'm on February 2017. And one of my goals for the month was to learn a Majora speedrun.
Oh my god.
I did not.
That's all right though.
Yeah, it's okay. I can't do quick motions on a controller. I can learn, but like I have a lot of other things going on. Yeah.
And if it's not fun, like I'm trying to think.
I do love watching speedruns though. Yeah. I think they're a lot of fun.
I'm trying to think. My biggest issue in my bullet journal is I have put my D&D campaign that I wrote in it.
Oh.
And then now I hate this campaign. And I have no anticipation for it. And every time I open this book, I look at it and I'm like, I have to go back and write this so that I enjoy it. So I can force my friends to play a one-off when one of us can't be there. I am always the one that can't be there, but still. It's just, there's something about buying, like, anything fancy. Or, like, not even buying, but, like drawing a lion and a sheep. Because March goes in like a lion and out like a lamb. Like, even putting that in and writing it down and saying, I have a dentist appointment on the 7th of March.
Real talk.
2017.
I have not been late for an appointment since I started bullet journaling.
Same.
And, like, for me, that's massive, because I thought for the longest time, like, just, it was in my family genes, like, you're always going to be 10 minutes late to things.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, it doesn't have to be this way.
Literally.
You can know in advance.
Like, I know what classes and what books I have to have each day, and every morning I wake up and I go, okay, like, which book do I need today? Because I know I get to color in a box. I know I get to watch a number go up for how many days I've been doing this. And I love games where you have to grind for that gold. And that's what this is. This is real life, like, cookie tap.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. What's something that you found, like, kind of helps you through your bullet journaling? Like, what inspires you to keep going, other than that sick aesthetic?
Honestly, I think just, like, being able to see, like, my habits.
Yeah.
And, because, like, I can't remember anything for shit.
mood.
Actually, I don't split my bullet journal up into, like, months. I saw a spread on Reddit where, because of the courses this person was taking, they split it up into 4-week chunks, like, 28 days. And that's what I've adopted. Like, I've been doing it since June. I think I only missed 1 month because, like, fuck the month of August.
That month isn't even real, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I was also, like, toying with the idea of moving it to an A, like, a smaller journal. I use an A5, but I was, like, planning on going to A6 because it was smaller and easier to use. It was not smaller and easier to use. It was smaller, but, like, I hated using it.
Yeah. You know, I use a Rhodia 1920, I think.
Okay, I'm rocking the Leutsch term 1915, or 1917.
Let me see. I bought Electrum 1917, but I didn't like it as much.
I love the two bookmarks, and I love I like the colors they have available.
I love markers.
Yeah, Rhodias don't bleed as much.
Yes, and that's
all
I need.
We're getting into some nuanced bullet journal stuff. But, like, the thing I like the most is, like, I can see, like, one of my goals this summer was to, like, really, like, make my bed every day. Because I found that that was one of the things that grounded me throughout the day. Like, when I came home, it's like, okay, I have a place to, like, sit and do my skincare and, like, maybe practice some bed yoga, which is, like, what it's been the last couple of weeks. And it's like, I have, like, this space that is just mine. It, like, has all my comforting, like, I have a blanket, like, a nice knitted blanket. I have my teddy bear because I'm 24 and I still sleep with a teddy bear. And if you have a problem with it, you can literally come fight me.
Honestly, I could do a whole episode about stuffed animals. I feel bad. I sleep with an axolotl and a spider. Oh, and my pillow pet. Nothing holds my head as high.
I have a pillow pet named Tavros because when I got him, I was homestuck trash. And I think that's all you need to know about my 2012 to 13.
Oh my god.
I also have a sweater with the space symbol on it.
Iconic.
Because I'm that, I literally Jade Harley at this
all
point.
All I wanted to be was Jade Harley.
I started growing plants and like being smart in college, and I was like, I guess this is me now.
Are all of us Jane? Is every slightly edgy person on Twitter just Jane?
Yeah. Like, but like I can see that like almost every day I like did my skincare, I made my bed. Yeah. Holy shit. And I showered. Because sometimes when you're depressed, you have to track how often you shower.
I schedule when I can take a bath versus when I shower. So if I if I make sure that I like take a shower every single day for a week, because I work with children, they wipe their boogers on you, they sneeze on you, sometimes they bleed on you, so you have to shower every. Yeah, kids are gross, but they're adorable. Love you. Shout out to my BBLC kids. Mwah. You have to make sure you shower every day, because mm-hmm. then you go in the next day and you feel gross, and they feel gross because they're feeding off your gross energy that you got from their gross snots.
Kids pick up on energy so fast.
Yeah. You have to make sure that you're in a good mood. So it's like, if I shower every single day, then like every like 2 weeks, I'll allow myself to take a bath because I'm like, I earned this. Yeah. Or like, I know that my skin is not great skin. So I have to do, like, a specific routine, mm-hmm. and I have it marked down in here in case I'm like, what day am I on? Am I on day 3? Am I on day 4? Like, I have to make sure.
Because I just do, like, the same thing
I'm on
every day.
I have a 4-day rotation.
Oh, okay. Because mine has, like, a bunch of steps, but I can do them every day.
Mine has a bunch of steps, but my skin is so sensitive to everything. We're not talking about skincare. We're talking about bullet journaling.
That's another episode. Because skincare, honestly, that's one of the pleasures we have on this bitch.
Literally. This is just a self-care podcast.
This is really just a self-care podcast. We're a little angry about the things happening on the earth. But like, so we're going to talk about
cool shit. Some things make us happy.
Well,
Yeah.
But yeah, I like... Another thing I track in my bullet journal, I have like my moods... Right opposite, like a 24-hour-a-day tracker. So I can tell, like, when I was sleeping, when I was up doing, like, bullshit, when I was, like, out with my friends, because sometimes I'll be like, I've had too much friend time.
I feel that.
Yeah. Like, I consider myself an ambivert, so, like, it fluctuates between, like, I definitely, like, need people to recharge my energy versus, like, I'm done. And it's, like, days at a time where it's, like, I fluctuate between these states. So it's, like, I'm just, like, I need to be out. I need to, like, get my mind off of things. And then I can come back and, like, not, you know, think about, like I saw my friends today or whatever. I also track my exercise, too, which, like, I was supposed to... I was supposed to go run today because I'm that nerd now. But, like... I don't know. I just, like, if I exercise for, like, an hour or two every week, it, like, genuinely boosts my mood. It helps me feel better. And it's, like, it keeps my anxiety in control. Because, like, we're going to be really frank about that on this podcast. Like, mental shit happens, guys. You know?
It's okay to acknowledge it.
It is.
Two of my favorite pages are actually I have a page called Actually Work Bitch, because I... Will not if I don't yell at myself.
Yep.
So it's like I don't have every meal of the day planned, mm-hmm. because if you have everything planned, then there's nothing to guess, and that's no fun.
Yeah.
But I have my lunch planned every single day. And do I follow it all the time? No. Because shit happens on this bitch of an earth.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I know that on Saturday and Sunday, I should have a chicken salad for lunch at least one of those days. Like a salad with chicken on it. I should have an egg and turkey sandwich on Mondays and Wednesdays. I should have a smoothie with whatever lunch I have on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And I know that I walk to work I walk to work Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. And I don't walk to work Wednesday and Friday, because those are rough days. Like, I have that. I have how often I clean my bed. Like, I clean my entire house. So I have my daily, I clean my bed, I do my clothes, I clean my car out, and I wash my body, and I get to fill in a little bubble if I do that. And that makes me so happy.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, whoa, you did something, man?
Yeah, the power of I started a savings tracker. Because one of my goals, initially, actually, when I was still part-time this year, was to save... I can give you guys
that's
figures. I really don't care.
That's what I was just filling out, was my savings tracker.
Oh, okay.
Because I was here it is. I did that.
One of my things was like, okay, I want to... like, maybe move out, but, like, shit happened in my personal life, and that's not happening anymore. But, like, another thing was, like, okay, I really want to get a new car. Got a new car, whatever. But, like, when I was still part-time, I was, like, if I set aside, like, this much money per paycheck, I can make, or I can save, like, $4,200 by the end of the year. And, like, I got to April, and I got, like, a bonus at work, and I smashed through that, and I was like, oh, my God! So, like, I got to fill in, like, this entire page. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Look at you.
Each, like, little brick in my tracker is, like, $20. So if I could, like, if I had, like, $20 that I was, like, okay, I could either go out to eat, or I could pack my lunch today and put that $20 in savings. Like, it helped so much to have that, like, oh, I get to fill in a little brick. And it's, like, I haven't updated in a while. I'm, like, almost at my goal for the end of the year, which is $6,500 and some change. Which is, like, who the fuck am I? Like, I didn't have, like, a savings account growing up and shit. Like, as soon as I got a checking account, it was, like, oh, you have overdrafts now. It's, like, and, like, we're not gonna talk about how shitty it is that, like, they charge you because you don't have money.
We're going to talk about how good it is when you have a little bit of money.
Yes. We're going to talk about good it is when you like get a paycheck. And it's like, even though you like, I don't know, called out sick a couple days, didn't use the sick time, like you still got a paycheck.
You got that money.
You got that money.
You did something to get money. You got
that bread.
You got that bread, kings and queens and thems and madams and miss folks,
and folks. Distinguished guests.
Distinguished fucking guests of this podcast.
Honorary you royalty. You did that. You did it.
Honorary royalty. Honorary bridesmaids, grooms. Friends of the bride, not friends of the groom. Not
friends. But yeah, like, I don't know. Just the motivation to, like, get up and, like, fill in a little thing every day is, like, really wild.
And you said something earlier about sometimes scheduling too much friend time. I, in August, realized that I made the mistake of not hanging out with people. I have been lacking, and I didn't realize, like, how important it was to me to be recharged. So I was just going, getting, like, more and more, like, introverted and sloppy and wasn't, like, moving and grooving, and I started to schedule in friend time, and all of a sudden, my world got so much better. Right? Like, I started this year, because I started a savings thing, too, and I started this year doing, like, I was working 11 hours a week, basically, at a sub shop, and I was begging for more hours, and they weren't giving them to me. And now I work, like, I've gone up to working full-time at a daycare, and all, like, I have $2,100 in my bank account right now, like, in my savings account. Because I was able to get that bread. And even when I was only working 11 hours a week, that just meant, like, I would have to put $100 aside because my cousin put away $10 every week. So, fuck you, Nick. Making me look bad. And so then it was like, well, you can do that too. And now I'm like, if something ever goes wrong, like, if our plumbing ever goes out, if our heat ever goes out, I'm prepared for that. Like, I know, like, if I'm stranded in the middle of New York City,
I can
figure myself home.
Yeah. Like, that statistic that is, like, most Americans don't have, like, a savings account enough to cover a $400 emergency.
Yeah.
Like, just knowing this is kind of shitty, but, like, just knowing I'm not part of that statistic and knowing I'd be able to, like, take care of myself in an emergency is, like, tremendous. Like, it sucks how much we rely on money on this earth. That's just the way capitalism be. But I have the power to, like, change my situation if I need to.
And I think it might have been in July, one of my friends had to be, hospitalized overnight.
Uh-huh.
And they couldn't afford to get, like, the ambulance there. And, like, I didn't have that money to help them. So we had to, like, go through, and we had to call my dad, and we had to call her dad, and I was like, please, just, like, give me this right now. And we, like, eventually, like, we were able to, like, buy it, we got an Uber, we were able to take care of it for the night, the insurance was like, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But, like, if Deanna, if you broke your leg right at this second, I could get you to a hospital so quick. I could get you to urgent care, I could call you an Uber, I could drive you, I can do whatever because I can pay for gas now. And I know that because I put aside in my savings enough money to run me gas for this month, which is also too expensive. But Fuck. I know how expensive it's going to be.
Yeah. Fuck having a car with a low gas mileage.
Fuck having a car that takes the gas in the middle.
Oh my god.
Right? I had to use the almost expensive gas.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Like, it's okay because my car is beautiful and I love her.
I love my Butch Mobile. It's a 2005 Ford Explorer Limited. Like, yeah. How much more Butch can you get?
You're right!
But, like, I had a 98 Oldsmobile that did better on gas than this thing. And it's like, you know what? I don't care. I'm not going to get stuck in the snow or anything. And, like, I was talking to the previous owner when I was buying it, and he's like, trust me, I've tried. It does not get stuck in the snow. And it's like, we live in Massachusetts.
That's important.
Gonna need it. But, like, I don't know. This is a whole tangent. But, like, bullet journaling.
Bullet journaling. Right, right, right.
Literally helped me turn my life around.
It helped me get my car.
Yeah.
Once I showed life that I could be changing. Organized. Once I showed I could be organized and I was going to be able to pay, I brought this to my dad and I was like, here's how I'm going to be able to, like, afford to drive this car and own this car.
Yeah.
And he was like, okay, I trust you enough because I was recommended this from Deanna, from counselors, from my friend Jess, like...
Shout out to Jess!
Look, J-Lo, I love you so much, and I haven't told you in so long.
Ash also does bullet journaling?
Ash does bullet journaling, and I remember being like, why are you writing on those tiny-ass papers? And they were like, oh, well, they're cute. And I was like, yeah, oh my god. You're right. We were like about to play Overwatch or something, and I was like, look at these tiny fucking papers that this person's writing on. I was like, that's adorable. That's adorable. We love Ash too. We stan Ash on this podcast.
Stan.
Oh,
yeah.
But like,
Yeah, just like, if.
It's such a
good
community. Such a good.
It's such concept. An uplifting community.
Yeah, like, you go into Bullet Journal Junkies on Facebook, you go into Bullet Journal Beginners.
Yeah, you go to our Bullet Journal on Reddit. That's the thing that gets me. It's like, everyone on this Reddit is just like, oh, I'm not an artist, but here's my thing. And it's like, just like a page.
Yeah.
And they just like put it in with Crayola marker, and everyone's like, oh my god, I love your spread. Like, yeah. It's good. Like, yeah, they're upvoting it and whatever. And it's like, genuinely, like, even on Instagram, where people, I guess, can be kind of catty, it's like one of the reasons I don't use it that much. It's like, people can, like, just take a picture. Like, I can take a shitty picture of my bullet journal and be like, this is it, guys. This is what I did with my, like, page that I have in front of me. And everyone will be like, oh my god, it looks so cute. Like, can I use this spread? Yeah. And it's like, I guess, like, because it's such a vibrant, like, positive internet community is why I've kept up with it so long.
I saw someone posted the other day, and they were like, yo, I'm really not an artist. Like, everything I do, like, isn't great. And they drew, like, a corner sun. And, like, that was their spread. And I was like, this looks so good. Are you kidding me? And, like, every response was like, honestly, your sun's gorgeous. Sunglasses? Like, amazing. Like, she put, like, the each month on, like, a different line. And I was like, this is adorable. What do you mean? I was like, ugh. And there's just something so nice. Everyone.
That, like, and just, like, writing down your thoughts for the day. I love people that have, like multi-page weekly spreads, and they just, like, journal for the day. And it's like, I wish I had your dedication to, like, put that down.
Literally.
Like, I have this other journal that it's called One Line a Day, and it's one line a day for 5 years.
Oh, my gosh.
So, like, every page has 5 sections on it, and you fill in the date.
Oh my god.
And then you just, like, write in it for 5 years. And it's, like, that's something that bullet journaling has actually helped me keep up with because of, you know, the habit tracker.
Yeah.
And it's, like, it's gonna be wild to, like, look back in 3 years, and, I mean, it's wild, like, looking back because I have Google Photos archive everything. It's wild looking back, like, I did this 5 years ago. Like, I've been alive for 5 years!
I'm just noticing this now. It's so funny to me, because I'm looking back, and this is just July, but, like, at some point, my biggest priority was, like, I set aside $30 every month to get my nails done every month, and then, I think, probably, because that was from at least February until July, I was, like, this is something I need to do,
mm-hmm.
And then once it gets to August, like, you can see the point where I was, like, wait a second. Like, this is unnecessary.
Yeah.
And it showed me, like, wow, like, you don't have to be, like, tied down to do one thing.
Yeah.
Or, like, I realized that Stardew Valley made me really happy. So I, like, was like, okay, well, if I don't do this,
can we briefly, I can play more. Stardew Valley's coming to fucking mobile devices.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it is.
I thought you were going to talk about multiplayer on Switch. I thought this is where we were going.
No, but
wait,
like,
what do you mean? Like, the actual game?
The actual fucking game is coming to mobile, but it's not going to have multiplayer. It's going to have everything else.
When I
and, like,
you.
No mods, but... But, like, that's going to be a game changer.
That's the one good thing about the Switch of Nerd. Farming Sims are the only thing that keep me alive. I want to go buy Harvest Moon.
Animal Crossing.
True.
True. True. We need to have a whole episode about Animal Crossing. Anyway.
Okay.
But yeah, one of my, like, talking about goals that have changed over time, one of my goals in June was, like, I'm gonna lease a car. Like, I'm done with my shitty, like, car that won't start 90% of the time. Wait 10 minutes for the theft system. It's, like, literally, like, and then I was like, I guess I'm just gonna go look around at cars because it was, like, $200 a month that I didn't want to spend. And I found, like, something perfect, essentially.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's weird. Like, it's so weird to, like, look back and see how your priorities change, too.
It's, I have this thoughts page, and on, like, I tried to do, like, every day I would write down, like, any thoughts I had. Like, I would be, but it's, like, a lot of things. Like, there's only, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 things written down here, but, like,
I just see one really big thoughts, like THOTS question mark.
Guys, what can I say? I'm hilarious, in case you haven't gathered yet. And I was like, wow, these are not good thoughts for me. And putting that down and reading what I was thinking, made me realize that I should, like, treat my brain better.
Yeah.
And, like, if it wasn't for something to, like, accept that, like, to, like, for me to yell into the void and be able to understand and reread and comprehend what was going on. Like, I don't know what I would do.
Yeah.
Let me see. I had something else in my head. I don't remember what it was. Wow. There's just so many pages, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Another, like, big thing about the bullet journal is, like, it helps me realize that today is not the last day I'm gonna have.
Yeah.
God willing. Thank you. But, like, one thing I'll do is I'll, like, just open up a page and then divide it into 6 sections and be like, okay, where do you want to be 6 months from now?
Ooh.
What do you want to do? Or, like, even this month, next month, 2 months from now, like, what are some big goals you want to accomplish? And then that'll allow me to, like, in my monthly spreads, like, break down those bigger goals, because that's how I realize, like, how I do progress. Like, I've started writing, like, a book because, like,
ooh,
of a method that I read of that was, like, you don't have to write all of your book at once. Actually, that's impossible. So, like, make an outline and write it chapter by chapter. You know, like, break everything down. And so I was like, huh, I should do that with my real life. And I did. And, like, I've accomplished some things. I still haven't gotten my A+ certificate because I walked into work one day and I was like, oh, yeah, I built a computer over the weekend when my boss asked me what I did. And she was like, your talents are being wasted here.
Oh my God. Your talents are being wasted here.
It's like, I work customer service. And I'm like, okay, thank you. I was like, yeah, I know I can do other things.
Your talents are being
just shout outs to my boss, honestly.
Honestly, that reminds me of when my, not my calc. Oh, me taking calc, that's funny. I took AP stats, which was a mistake, because I hadn't taken pre-calc yet. And
yikes.
And at the end of the year, my teacher looked at my mom right in the eye and said, she'll pass, but she should never pursue this in college or the future or like some, and like,
oh my God,
like, she should never pursue that. And I literally was like, you got it, Brian Davis. No longer will I ever have interest in math. And now I'm looking at fourth grade because that's when you do like multiplication,
mm-hmm,
and that's when you do like division. And that's about as much as I can handle. I never learned ratios.
A fucking mood.
I don't know how to change a ratio. I don't know why. I just missed that one day, and now I'll never be able to do it. So, like, anything above that is useless to me.
So, a recap about bullet journaling or anything else you'd like to add.
One thing I'd like to add is you never have to go by any rules.
Yeah.
There's no fucking rules, and it's awesome.
Yeah. I said earlier that, like, it's Ryder Carroll developed this system, but, like, do you know how many people I know that, like, don't use an index or, like, don't do future logs or, like, don't even do daily shit? And they still call it a bullet journal. Just bullet journal.
This is one of my favorite spreads, and it's one of the only ones I keep up with all the time. It's because I've been obsessed with the McElroys recently, within the past, like, couple months, and I just love them, and they make me happy. And I've been tracking, there's approximately 425 episodes of My Brother, and Me, but I, at this point, have listened to, like, 318, and I have all of them marked down, and I made a big swirl thing, and I divide it into parts, and I add shapes and colors, and it makes me happy. And I have it for all their, like, three of their shows at this point, where it's every time I watch an episode, I get to fill in a bubble, and I can't express how much joy filling in a bubble gives me when it makes a picture more bright and vivid. And do you see that in everyone's? No. But does someone else have a podcast? I don't know.
A podcast tracker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, someone else on this bitch of an earth does. Someone has that same interest as me. And I like the idea of that. So, I think everyone should, if not bullet journaling, just get a journal to write down your thoughts.
Yeah.
To write down what makes you happy.
To write down what makes you upset.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, writing down some of the things that, like, upset me is one of the most productive things I can do. Because I can look back and be like, wait a second. We know how to solve this.
Yeah. Like, write down your issues and write down, like, solutions that you found later in time.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things that I've ever documented is the strange man who sat next to me in my psychology class and always interrupted the teacher, and he wore a shirt on our very last day at the final, and it said, "Suck less, fuck more, howl at the moon, dress in black, worship wholeheartedly." And you know what? I felt that. So I wrote it down.
Thank you, mysterious man in Julia's class.
Whenever I look at it, I just get a little happy. And I think sucking less, fucking more, howling at the moon, dressing in black, and worshiping wholeheartedly, that's what bullet journaling's all about, ain't it?
Yeah, that's that's all we can do on this bitch of an earth, honestly. Ugh. Maybe that's going to be our first sticker. Did we already hit it on episode one?
Aesthetic.
Oh yeah, tell me a little bit about your pen case.
My pen case.
Yeah. I mean, we need to wrap this up kind of soon, but because it's I don't want it to be like too long of an episode. Yeah, these are gonna be like somewhat short. This is a
pretty short story because I was helping out my school's theater program with something, and I had to go to Staples, and I had to wait for an hour,
mm-hmm.
and I'd already done everything I could at Barnes and Noble, and I walked into Staples to like go pick up posters, and I had been thinking about bullet journaling, and I wasn't, like, completely sold on it, and I didn't really think, and I saw this pencil case, and it has a quote from Caramel McConnell
mm-hmm.
that one of my old theater teachers said once, and it says, "Do more of what makes you happy," and I realized I wasn't exactly sure what was making me happy, because I had just transferred schools, and I wasn't in theater, and I wasn't doing this, and I realized that if I could figure that out, I would know. And I knew that you, like obviously you and Ash and Jess and everyone was like, this helps me figure out my thoughts. This helps me figure out what my daily process is. And when I tried that, I figured out what made me happy. And I wanted to make sure I always remembered that. So even if this doesn't last or this doesn't last, I won't, like, now that I've written it 8,000 times, I think I'll always thank Caramel McConnell for telling me that.
That's so cute.
And it was a square.
It's important.
I love saturated colors and squares. So
yeah.
That helped.
All right.
So,
yeah, well, thank you so much for listening to this bitch of an earth. We hope you enjoyed the show.
Yeah.
Julia, where can we find you on whatever you want to plug?
Ooh. You can find me at JFordFusion. I'm really trying to hit that 420 follower chart, because that's the weed number, guys. That's on everything. You can catch me. I have my Pokemon Go friend code everywhere. I got my Animal Crossing friend codes out there. Yeah, that's about it. I don't think right. I have anything to plug. Any freelance theater work, hit me up. Any babysitting, hit me up.
Yeah, you can find me at Nurt, KNURTT, on Twitter and Instagram. You can find my personal blog at rebelvamp.com. You can find my portfolio at DeannaManassian.com. And you can find the rest of what we do at thelifecast.net. In fact, if you like this podcast, let me hit you up with another one. It's called Life is a Fiasco. And it's hosted by our very own Greg Fernandez on the Lifecast Network. And it is a podcast where you get improv prompts based on who's sitting around you. And you get a relationship with the people next to you. And you have to act out an improv play in two parts. It's really lit and it's really wild. So, if you'd like to... And you can find the rest of our podcasts. I also do one about iCarly. I'm just going to let that hang.
If we're going to list things that make us happy, that podcast makes me really happy. And I suggest it to everyone.
But yeah, I do one about iCarly with Adam Osmani. And Greg Fernandez also hosts our weekly podcast about like video game news and like current events and stuff. It's going through like this like evolution phase, because I recently handed off hosting to him so I could do other stuff, but that's neither here nor there. Find more podcasts at thelifecast.net. If you'd like to suggest a topic or a guest for this bitch of an earth, or if you'd like to have an ad read at the top of the show, email me at diana@thelifecast.net or send me a DM on Twitter.
Send DM a DM.
But yeah, thank you so much for listening to the show. If you would also rate and review this on iTunes, it would help a bunch. And then pass it along to a friend. We'll like build up a nice little like bullet journaling, plant tending, internet community, homestuck reading, Jade Harley internet community.
Tell us what makes you happy. Shoot us a tweet.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm saying us like I'm part of the Lifecast. Hey. I'm just a guest star.
Yeah, send me an email, send me a DM, send me a tweet about what makes you happy, and I'll also read them at the end of the show, I guess.
If you have any questions about bullet journaling or need any supplies, shoot me an email at 4.julia27@gmail.com or shoot me a DM too. I love Twitter. I love people.
Yeah.
I will mutual follow you, or you don't have to follow me. I don't care.
So yeah, I guess that's it. Thank you for listening to the inaugural first episode of This Bitch of an Earth. We'll see you in 2 weeks.